BBC News. Hello, I'm Tom Watts. Tough new restrictions are coming into force in parts of the Spanish capital, Madrid, to combat a sharp rise in coronavirus infections and deaths. Elsewhere in Europe, too, new measures are being put in place to tackle a second wave of the virus. Our Jan Schippers reports.
Spain has recorded more COVID-19 infections than any other European country, and the situation in Madrid has prompted the authorities to order more than 800,000 residents to stay at home. They're only allowed out for essential reasons. But the Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, has said he is not considering a second national lockdown. And that is what other European countries are trying to avoid too, by introducing stricter regulations, often local in nature. In the densely populated western part of the Netherlands, for example, bars have been told to close early. England's chief medical officer, Chris Whitty, is expected to warn later that Britain is facing a critical point in the pandemic and a very challenging winter.
India's best-known tourist attraction, the Taj Mahal, has reopened following a six-month closure because of the pandemic. The white marble mausoleum at Agra will admit only a quarter of its usual number of visitors, and masks are mandatory. The Belarusian opposition figurehead Svetlana Tikhanovskaya is in Brussels for talks with European Union foreign ministers. The EU is considering sanctions against those it accuses of rigging the presidential elections in Belarus in August and organising the violent suppression of protests. Grant Ferret has this report.
Svetlana Tikhanovskaya is one of the few prominent opposition leaders from Belarus who's still at liberty. She fled the country shortly after the disputed election. She's compiled a list of those she says have been involved in the illegal detention and abuse of hundreds of detainees since the vote. The European Union has condemned the election as fraudulent and says it doesn't recognise President Alexander Lukashenko's victory. But it's yet to agree on the imposition of sanctions, which are being held up by Cyprus. And Ms. Tikhanovskaya's visit has been condemned by Belarus and Russia, who say it's a clear example of meddling in internal affairs.
A building has collapsed on the outskirts of the Indian city of Mumbai, killing at least 10 people. Local residents managed to save about 20 people before the emergency services arrived. Yoga Tilamaye has this report from Mumbai.
The collapse occurred in the early hours of Monday morning, at a time when people would have been asleep. The four-storey building was located in Bhiwandi, an industrial town north of Mumbai. Authorities say around 20 people were rescued from the rubble by locals. Disaster response teams are now trying to drill through concrete slabs to reach others trapped under the debris. A dog squad has also been deployed to help with rescue efforts. The reason for the collapse is being investigated.
Yogita Lemaye reporting. This is the World News from the BBC.